Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Iris Bunshaft. Excuse me. And we just finished a really insightful
conversation
with Paul Dresner, who is a certified public accountant. And which happens very often on this show, especially when you bring in qualified people, you only touch the tip of the iceberg. There's so much wealth of knowledge that he has and information to share. You can only do so much in a half hour.
Well, we'll ask our producer to bring him back, before before April.
No, I agree with you 100%. And the most important thing, though, is that people listening wake up a little bit and say, ooh, I have to look into something a little bit more. That's, the real purpose, I think, of everything we put forth
you
here.
You might repeat Paul's name and telephone number once more.
Paul Dresner, who's a certified public accountant, and Paul's phone number was 516-365-0677. And now we're moving over to Helen Bauer. And Helen has a resume that could paper a wall. That's so huge, which is tremendous. It really unbelievable. But one of the things I'd like to start talking about is the conductor director that you currently are with the Northwind Symphonic Band. Symphonic, I'm saying that right?
Yes, okay. Exactly right, the Northwind Symphonic Band.
Just tell us, a lot of people, I didn't know about it until I started reading about it. So just bring people up to date on the Northwind Symphonic Band.
Sure.
Because it's your 10th anniversary.
Yes, we've just started our 10th season. I started the band 10 years ago. I was encouraged by some former students and friends to start a band. And what happened was, after I retired in 2003, some of my students put together a group on Facebook called I Want to Play in Helen Bauer's Band Again. And, people were signing up for that and signing up. And finally, some people kept pursuing me and saying, come on, you need to do this. So through the North Shore Continuing Ed Program, and along with Scott Collins.
What is that, North Shore Continuing Ed?
It's part of the North Shore School System. It's their adult ed program.
What is that, in Great Neck?
It's in Glenhead. The North Shore School District comprises Seacliff, Glenhead, and parts of Brookville.
I'm going to interrupt on a personal sharing. My daughter, her husband, and my two grandsons live in Glenhead. And my daughter started last week her first day as a teacher, first grade teacher in the North Shore.
Oh, how nice.
And my grandson started his kindergarten.
Oh.
Also, so I knew what North Shore was.
So we set up the band under the auspices of the continuing ed program at North Shore, which was wonderful because it gave us a place to rehearse. It gave us, when you have a band, you need all these percussion instruments and so on.
Storage.
So we were able to use
storage as well.
The facilities and the instruments as well. We started with 23 people. It was a little scary, but word got out, and by the end of the year, we had about 50 by the end of our first season. And now we run about 70 to 75 in the group. Many of the people have been with me continually since the first rehearsal 10 years ago.
Wow.
I would say there's probably 15 to 20 people who have been with us the entire time.
What's the age range?
Well, it's interesting. We have a 12-year-old. I believe he's 11 or 12. He's a percussion prodigy. He's quite something. He lives in Seacliff. His sister Fiona also plays with us. I think she's about 13 or 14. And we have another, a euphonium player, who's about 14 years old. And our oldest member is probably 83 or 84.
Wow.
So it's a wide range of people, lots of music teachers, current music teachers, retired music teachers, retired professional musicians, and then dedicated community people in the group.
Can I ask you what percussion is?
Drums.
Isn't the piano also a percussion?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Percussion is the family of instruments.
So why does that little boy play?
So he plays, well, within percussion, if you're a percussionist, you need to be able to play all of the battery instruments, which are snare drum, bass drum, cymbals.
So you have to be able to do all
the batteries,
stuff.
You mean?
Right,
you
know, I
You
I,
have
I,
to be able to play mallets, timpani. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, people think that drummers...
So a drummer is not a percussionist necessarily, then?
No. No.
That's why I didn't understand. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's percussion is probably one of the most difficult. To be a percussionist is enormously comprehensive.
Wow.
You have to be able to be very versatile. And Ruben, that's the young man, he's very eager to broaden his experiences, so he's been working on his mallets now. He's been practicing mallets, but he holds his own in the rehearsal. He works very hard, and you know, he's a significant member of the group, as significant as everyone else.
Terrific. That's amazing. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a great group of people. We're really like family now.
And you conduct this?
I'm the conductor and director, mm-hmm. Yes. And then we have a board of directors who kind of oversees things, and they are all members of the group. And this year we have something very exciting going on. We've commissioned a piece from local composer Raymond Osnato, who has written a piece just for our band.
I was reading that.
So
and have you performed it yet publicly?
No, we'll be performing it in April.
Where? Where will that be?
That'll be at North Shore High School,
mm-hmm.
April 2nd, 3 p.m. And there is never an admission fee to any of our concerts. Our mission is to bring concert band music to the public without charge.
Is it always classical music?
Well, concert bands play all sorts of music. Naturally, we play marches. That's the heritage of a concert band. We do specific music written for concert band, which I guess you would term as classical. We do orchestral transcriptions. We do brand new works, contemporary works. We do theater music, movie music.
Wow. Quite an array.
So the appeal is large.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And we try, I work very hard at programming to make sure that we take the audience to a wide range of emotions within the course of the program.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One is never bored.
And also you're reaching people who are not accustomed to certain kinds of music by also encompassing them with music that they're more familiar with.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. We have large audiences, and the audiences keep getting larger. Our first concert is November 20th, and that's at the Wunsch Arts Center in Glen Cove.
I'm sorry, repeat that again, please?
Yes, that's the Wunsch Arts Center, W-U-N-S-C-H Arts Center, which is part of the Findlay Middle School in Glen Cove on Forest Avenue, and that is a Salute to Veterans concert that we do annually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
And that's a wonderful concert, and we invite vets, and this year we're trying to get the Honor Flight people also involved. And it's probably one of the most comprehensive vets programs that take place during the celebration of veterans, and it's very poignant. It's also very exciting, and that's a wide range of music as well.
Mm-hmm. Those are by special invitation to the vets, but the public is first come, first serve?
No. There's no... we welcome everyone, and we try to get as many vets there as we can, but the concert, of course, is open to
the public.
Without
no one has to call and make a reservation
not
or anything
all.
Like
not
that.
Not at all. It's quite a large auditorium, so there's never a problem there. We advertise quite heavily, and we have people in the band who contact the different veterans
organizations.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Where would you say roughly you advertise as far as local areas are concerned?
It's advertised in Newsday, all of the local Anton papers. It's on the radio. I'm not sure which stations it is. It's online on the Long Island Living.
Well, you'll have to tell Christina so that she will put it on the agenda for give people a heads up.
Yes, absolutely.
Through the Town of North Hempstead, we'll make sure people
would
know
be
about
wonderful.
It. No, that's important because I mean, again, that's one of the not the problems, but so many wonderful things go on. Mm. And then you usually hear about it the week after.
Absolutely.
We were home doing nothing that day.
Yes.
And you really want to, you would prefer to have been there. But it happens so often when people come on the show. I have a question. We're going to start it now, and then we're going to have to take a break. But I'd rather... You've been a teacher. You were a teacher for many, many years.
She is a teacher.
No, that's true, too. I'm sorry. Of course, you still are a teacher.
Yes, I taught in the public schools for 35 years.
And... my question really goes back to, was this something all your life? I know you taught instrument all your life. This goes back to your youth, a desire to play music and stuff. That's why, sometimes you become a teacher because you just became a teacher, negatively.
Yes,
and there's other people
that
say, no, I want to be a music teacher from the day of two.
I had an epiphany on the first day. I walked home with my trumpet. I can still see what I was wearing.
First day is when?
I was in sixth grade. I started playing an instrument in sixth grade. And the first day I was walking home with that trumpet, I remember everything about that day, including what I was wearing, what the weather was. And I just knew that music was going to be my life.
I just knew it right that
first day.
Was your family musical?
No, not my immediate family. My great-grandfather played oboe in the Berlin Philharmonic, but my sister Liz was a fine violinist. My parents were not musicians, but they were arts advocates and always throughout their lives had subscriptions for orchestral programs and operas. They volunteered at the Mahaffey Center down in St. Petersburg. So they were very active with the arts, but were not musicians themselves.
They were appreciators.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very important.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, you're playing through the four walls.
Right, absolutely. What we're going to do, I wanted to get that answer because, I'm listening. Your enthusiasm, it's thrilling. That I was curious when you had the bug.
It was that first day.
Right now, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.